Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the crazy to happen in running this week. This week's stories include a new 48-hour world record, Snowland's 14, and what state is trying to ban kids from running half marathons. We kick off this week's show in Hong Kong as the 2018 Ultra Trail World Tour began its round-the-world stopover of the planet's most iconic events. Some drama unfolded mid-race as reports of the top runner taking aid outside of checkpoints and then littering a water bottle made its way to the race directors. Lang Jing continued on crossing the finish line in first place, just 1 second ahead of second overall Kui Min, with both runners going under the previous course record by several minutes. The official word from race directors Steve and Janet say that Ling received support outside of the checkpoints, which is against race rules, having taken a water bottle from a hiker. They proceeded to disqualify him from the event, showing some great integrity from such a high-profile event, and with the win at stake. Kudos to the race organization for making the call. Ling apologized for what transpired and seemed remorseful, saying it would never happen again. This change put Kui Min on top with Cappuccino Cowboy Alex Nichols in the second position. Where things get strange are the Facebook comments on the Hong Kong 100 official post. Some comments saying that Lang took water without permission from the hiker, then littered. Others are saying he stole water from multiple people on course, so not sure really who to believe or what to believe out there. Some commenters are calling for him to be banned from all trail races worldwide, calling him a thief and saying the police should be involved. Wow, this is harsh. My take? I'm not sure that a lifetime worldwide ban really fits the crime here, as he's already been DQ'd from the event and seems remorseful enough, according to the official statement. Okay, on to the women's race. Miao Yao from China dominated the competition by winning by an hour in 10 hours 40 minutes, which was also 40 minutes better than the course record set last year. Mira Rai of Nepal was second. From the Beast Coast, Alabama's Mountain Mist 50K was won for the sixth time by David Riddle, who finished in 3 hours 53 minutes. For the ladies, it was Jackie Merritt with the win in 4 hours 40 minutes. Another unique East Coast race to take place in Florida was the Skydive Ultra. Yeah, that's a thing. Jump out of a plane, shoot down, and start running. No, the time spent flying doesn't add to your total distance. Participants choose from a dizzying number of race distances, anywhere from 10K up to 200 miles. You can also choose the no skydive division, but honestly, who would pick that? Anywho, a grand total of 3 runners finished the 200-mile distance, with Leonie Hawk taking the win in 58 hours, 23 minutes. Also running a really long time this past weekend was Patricia Bernowska of Poland. If you don't know her name, and I certainly can't pronounce it, you should. She's currently the reigning 24-hour world record holder, and she just set a new 48-hour world record at the Athens International Ultramarathon Festival. Patricia is the first woman to eclipse 400 kilometers, finishing with 401K or 249.17 miles. We now go to our Beast Coast correspondent, A Jizzlewizzle, with some additional thoughts on the current situation of cheating in the sport.
Hey, Outhouse Nation, it's AJ the Wizzle, checking in from the Beast Coast. Hey, I gotta say, what's going on? We got people hiding in outhouses, we got people hiding in the woods and cutting the course, and we got dudes grabbing illegal bottles from a spectator and then chucking them on the ground. You know what? This is wrong and we need to stop it. Race directors, spectators, fellow competitors, this is ultra running. And we can do better than that. We can do way better than that. The reason we don't have a lot of rules is because, at least for the 50 years we've been in this sport, people have generally followed them. And the fact that it's getting pretty bad out there, and we have to look askance at people thinking they're gonna disobey the rules, really, really breaks my heart. We can do better. Let's start here at Outhouse Nation. Next time, see you here in the nation. This is Ages of Wizzle from the Beast Coast.
I do have a slight correction from last week's show, reporting on the FKT of the year. I failed to mention that Jennifer Farr Davis was also a previous record holder outright on the AT, doing so self-supported. Joe's method of travel was also considered self-supported, not unsupported. Thank you for your understandings. Now back to the show. seems Big Brother Strava is getting in some hot water over their global heat map feature, which aggregates all run and cycle data from its users into an anonymous route map showing how popular certain routes are around the globe with the color of the line shown. Someone recently figured out that the overseas US military base personnel tracking their fitness were potentially giving away locations and sensitive information on where military operations are abroad. Strava responded, saying they're now going to work with the military to keep that sensitive data protected. At least I'm pretty sure they said that. On to the first big FKT attempt of the new year, as former Nolan's 14 record holder and current record holder of the Holy Nolan's route is taking on Snowland's 14, or a winter crossing of the iconic route this week. It's carrying a satellite tracker, and as far as we know, no one has ever done this before. Be sure to report back next week on the results, and if anyone can do it, I'm sure that it's Andrew Hamilton. Check him out, Andrew Hamilton 14ers, on Instagram for photo updates, or his MapShare satellite website linked below. Some interesting information was pointed out to us about a new bill being introduced in Hawaii to ban anyone under the age of 18 from entering and running a foot race of a half marathon distance or greater. This would effectively stop kids from competing in all half marathons, marathons, and ultramarathons until they turn 18 years of age in the state of Hawaii. Bill SB 2413 cites an article that says children can't absorb impact like adults can due to shorter legs and mechanics. They also say this lack of absorption can specifically lead to osteochondritis dissecans, Osgood-Schlatter disease, and Sever's disease. I'm not sure that can actually be backed up, as there are a number of factors and risks involving all sports and physical activities. To outright ban capable minors with parental permission from entering events of a specific distance is, in my opinion, not the right move to make. They also say that according to the American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Sports Medicine, that sporting activities should be geared to meet the developmental level of children in regard to physical, cognitive, initiative, and interest level. Okay, Hawaii. So what if a kid is into running and that is their passion and that's what they want to do? It is no more harmful than football, gymnastics, swimming, or any other myriad of sports that exist, especially at a high level. Heck, even sprinting can cause injury for children, and the training required for high school athletics to reach their full potential in shorter distances often means requiring a huge level of weekly run volume and quality workouts that, as a youth reaching upwards the ages of 16 and 17 years old, can approach many hours and many miles of training per week. If you agree and want to make your voice heard on this topic, there is a petition to sign that'll be linked below. Also, if you know of any running groups or anyone else in Hawaii might be interested in this information, please pass it along so they can contact their state legislature and have their voices heard. This upcoming weekend, we have our next golden ticket race of the year at the Sean O'Brien 100K outside of Los Angeles. My picks? Brandon Miller and Charlie Ware for the men, Courtney DeWalter and Anna Mae Flynn for the ladies. If any of the other talented folks miss out on this opportunity this weekend to snag a ticket, our very own Maya Ray Ray has a reminder that there is another shot later in the month in Arizona.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to my channel. Today, I'm going to be showing you guys my slime. And I have two slimes here. This one is a grape slime. It's my favorite slime ever. It's really stretchy. Oh, wait. This is supposed to be a Black Canyon video. What am I doing? Much better. I have an important announcement about Black Canyon. This year, I'll be handing out 4 golden tickets to the top 2 women and 2 men. This is gonna be epic. Y'all better be there, because I know you want a golden ticket, and you want a golden ticket. You all want a golden ticket! And this is very important. You need to earn a golden ticket. Peace out from the LaCroix Cowgirls. Bye!
I participated in the Gooder Games Whiskey Mile this past December. Go take a look at their full video all about the shenanigans. My only critique of the event is the shots could have been a tad bigger. Let's close out this week with an outhouse montage. If you have any good ones, send them on over. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, leave a comment below. And as always, a huge thank you to our Patreon supporters, you know who you are, who help keep the lights on around here. For info on that, please also check out the link below. Have a shitty week.